We're focusing on Pakistan in today's podcast. Archbishop Everest Pinto of Karachi was recently in the UK, and we took the opportunity to catch up with the Archbishop to find out a little bit more about his work and ministry in Pakistan. Mary Figg of the Catholic Communications Network asks the questions.
In the media in this country, we hear quite a few stories about your country, about Pakistan, and often they tell the negative kind of stories, not always focusing on the positive. Could you just tell us a bit about the situation in your archdiocese?
That is true, that the media often picks up the negative side. And of course, there's no denying that there is violence and, you know, ethnic kind of rivalry or clashes. But at the same time, the life of the people in the big city of 18 million goes on, and people go to work and our children go to school. Of course, it affects the life. Very often there are strikes and, you know, demonstrations. But all in all, I think still it is people, you know, carry on with the ordinary life, you know, I think meaningful life, I would imagine, yeah, of course.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you talked at Mass this morning about keeping a sense of joy in the middle of suffering. How do you manage to do that in your work?
It's quite true, because we live for a purpose. We have a mission. We know the situation, troubled times, and yet I think we have something to offer the Church, the Christian people, Catholics. In that sense, it is life makes worthwhile to live. And more practically, of course, the services that we render to society, to the major, the bigger community, in addition to our own community, the Catholic community, is acknowledged and appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know, our schools and our health services, and also, I think, our involvement in human rights.
And what can we do in our parish communities here to support your archdiocese?
Well, first of all, I think it is a sense of solidarity, as we have been doing always. A persecuted church, maybe somewhere, you know, we won't use the words so frequently. But of course, a community that is, or some of them, or some places, oppressed. And so, first of all, we are aware of, you know. At the same time, I think we have to notice also the growth of the Christian community, and more positively we can help towards the building up in one way or another, you know, not just the finances, but, you know, always we like to think of visits and, you know, getting also the story of what is being done day by day.
And have you had much support from Missio, from the Pontifical Mission Society?
I would say, yeah. We, of course, help comes for the diocese, for the formation of young men to the priesthood, catechists, and other projects that we are building, our churches, you know, a community needs churches. Because it's a very big need, in a way, because the city is expanding and our people move in there, and very often there's no church in the vicinity. We start with masses or services in homes, and gradually, you know, have a piece of land and church building, or possibly a school even, you know, to start with.
Mm.
So that in all this, I think the Missio or the missionary societies have been with us and helping us.
Mm-hmm. Are there many vocations to the priesthood and religious life in the Archdiocese?
It is a wonderful thing, yes. For some time there was sort of a lull. We had many priest sisters, and what happened maybe in the big city, but now because of, you know, the city is made up not only of the inner core but also outlying areas, and we have vocations. The minor seminary, for instance, which is our diocesan, St. Pius X. We have about 27 students right now. So it's quite a big number for one diocese. Plus we have quite a number of philosophy seminary, and also the theology seminary.
Mm.
Yes,
And you have a number of lay missionaries and catechists.
Catechists to start with, and we have also, you know, pastoral workers who work, you know, men, gentlemen and lay women. And you know, Sunday school and all, you know, these young people come forward, it's quite a contribution they make. And for their formation, you know, it leads us to from vocation to the vocation of the laity also, that I guess we receive help also for this, and look forward to this.
And how many Catholics are in your archdiocese?
In Karachi, the Archdiocese of Karachi, we have roughly 150,000 Catholics. It's quite a number, nice, you know, we are big parishes.
And what proportion of that is that of the whole population?
Oh yes, of course, it's a big population. In Karachi, they say it's about 18 million, and it's increasing day by day. In a few years' time, it may go very high, you know, because the city is just, you cannot imagine. And people come and settle.
And within the Catholic community itself, are there are many different cultures and languages?
Yeah, that we have to say, Karachi is like a cosmopolitan city.
Like London?
Maybe to a lesser extent perhaps. And ethnic groups and linguistics. But the wonder that all the people, you know, form one community. For the time being, we have two major groups, if you like, English speaking and Urdu or Punjabi. And plus we have what we used to call before tribal mission, but you know, mission to the indigenous people. They have their own languages. But it, you know, we all together form a community.
That's Archbishop Everest Pinto from Karachi in Pakistan. For all the very latest from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicnews.org.uk.